It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Poverty is often generational, sometimes being passed down from one generation to the next. Single mothers are nearly six times more likely to live in poverty than married couples with children. One organization working to break that generational chain of poverty for single moms and their children here in Austin is the Jeremiah Program. Here to talk about the Jeremiah Program is Archana Patel. She's a vice president of parent programming of Jeremiah Program. Archana, I appreciate you joining us today here on Inside Austin.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, let's talk about the causes of poverty. What causes poverty to be handed down seemingly from one generation to the next, almost as if it were genetic? Do we know some of the causes of that?
You know, there's a saying that the biggest barrier to disrupting poverty is poverty itself. I mean, it is incredibly expensive to be poor. There are so many ways in which, if you are experiencing poverty, it costs more to do things. If you have a low-paying job and an unpredictable schedule, it's incredibly hard to save up. So then when your car breaks down, it is hard to get to that job, and you end up taking a loan out at an interest rate that is higher than what I would pay typically.
Sure.
And one of the things we have realized at Jeremiah Program is that people find themselves in this situation as a result of so many different traumas and situations coming together. And yet inevitably people, especially single mothers, have this dogged focus on getting out of poverty for their kids. So this idea of how do we disrupt generational poverty is a systems problem, but is one that gets to the core of what mothers are trying to do.
And poverty and single motherhood seems to go hand in hand. Now, obviously that poverty doesn't cause unplanned pregnancy, but they are related somehow. Do we know exactly what that relationship is?
I mean, we know that adolescent mothers are more likely to drop out of school. And then if you aren't able to finish school, you have far fewer economic prospects. But we also see that systemic poverty and the causes of single motherhood span the spectrum. When we look at the families that come to us, certainly some of them, you know, became pregnant early on without having expected it. Many of them are escaping domestic violence or chemical addictions or finding themselves divorced because of infidelity. The range of experiences that bring people to Jeremiah Program is really can be eye-opening and push that story that so many of us sort of had around single motherhood.
Let's talk about the Jeremiah Program. You guys have had a lot of success. Can you talk about some of the impact the program has had on some of its participants?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have been around now for 20 years. We work to disrupt poverty two generations at a time. So really working with moms and their kids to think about what it would look like. And we have five core pillars. A couple of the pillars that I think are incredibly important is certainly higher education, ensuring that our moms are able to return to school, finish their degrees, set themselves up for higher income. You know, the average income of our graduates is something above $47,000, which is a nearly 70% increase of what they were earning when they started the program. We focus a lot on ensuring that their children are getting really high quality early childhood experiences. So by the time they start kindergarten and get into grade school, there isn't that achievement gap that so many kids experiencing poverty are facing. And, you know, 88% of our kids are meeting the appropriate benchmarks for the ages when they are leaving our program. And so we're seeing an incredible ROI on the program when you invest in sort of the whole mom and really think of her as not only investing in herself, but being able to do what she wants for her kids as well.
Now, you talk about ROI, return on investment. Can you go a little bit more into that? Because I think on the website you had some specifics, some stats on the ROI and what you and really what society gets from that. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, we've done some research and partnered with folks that show that for every 100 graduates of the Jeremiah Program, society receives a net benefit of nearly $16 million. And that comes from added earnings, a significant reduction in how much mothers are depending on public assistance, in the long-term positive net impact on their kids. I mean, every dollar we invest in early childhood saves us at least $7 in additional societal costs. So we know that education is one of those levers that really disrupts poverty and that the entire society benefits from fewer people experiencing that.
Is there a curriculum that these women kind of go through? Is it really kind of set, the program? Is it kind of the same for all people, or does it change a little bit depending on their needs? Or are all of their needs so similar that one program can work?
Yeah, I mean, it's a combination of all of it, and that's part of the beauty. So every mom who joins Jeremiah program goes through an empowerment course. And, you know, right now, because of COVID, it's all virtual, but it's a 10-week course that really helps moms get language and tools to reframe their own stories and to reclaim their agencies as they set out on this path. And when I say this path, it's anchored in helping them graduate from college with a degree that they can then use to get a strong middle-income job. And that's where so much of their journey certainly differ. But the empowerment class not only sets them up individually for their path, but it helps create a sisterhood so that even if they are facing different things, they have a place where they belong. There's a whole set of other moms going through what they're going through, trying to improve their lives, do better for themselves and their children, who can catch them when they fall, who can support each other. And so each of our moms goes through this course. They then get assigned a coach who works with them and partners with them hand in hand till they're done to help them with whatever comes their way, right? Helping them ensure that their housing is stable, figure out how to get into and sustain college, help troubleshoot when their children are struggling. So they're really getting that personalized support, but they're doing it alongside others so that they're really able to see this is everybody needs help sometimes. And there are people here who have my back. And even if I'm going through something that feels really hard, I'm not doing it alone. And so everyone gets all of those things, but it always meets people where they are in their story.
So I'm hearing the Jeremiah program becomes kind of a family. Is it that much more important? Because I'm only speculating, but a lot of these women must come from maybe broken family units. So maybe they didn't have a strong family connection growing up. Is that at all true, or did I just make that up?
I mean, I think it differs for every person. I think you're totally right, though, that Jeremiah becomes part of that family. And it becomes a place where for some moms, it is the first time they're experiencing a truly loving family. Lots of our moms have people in their corner who are also doing their best. But to what you started with, often poverty is generational. So you might have a mom whose mom is helping with the kids and trying her best, but she is also working. Or, you know, I have young kids and my mother certainly cannot be navigating Zoom school right now. And so it is not necessarily a substitute for that family, but it is helping create those deep social networks that we know help people in big and small ways, right? Not just in finding jobs, but in making these connections, in illuminating possibilities that you may not have known about, jobs that you didn't know existed. And so it's really about expanding that family, but it is for some folks a place where they really get to reset what family means.
Today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with Archana Patel. She is a vice president of parent programming at Jeremiah Program. Did you recently have was there a ribbon cutting ceremony here in Austin?
Yeah, back in March, which feels like so long ago at this point, we had this incredible ceremony for our newest campus there in Austin. And you know, it was a great event with community support, inspiration from our founder. And we're really lucky we were able to have that in person when we were before, you know, COVID and everything else that happened.
So what is the new facility you cut the ribbon on? What purpose is that going to serve?
So that's a housing complex. So we have units where our moms can stay. We have about 35 residences where families can have safe and stable housing while they're in the program. It is designed for their children to be there. We have our on-site early childhood center, so their kids are going to, you know, early childhood education right on site. It's a place where you really are able to take a breath and focus on these important goals that moms are setting and do so in community. So it's a housing center.
Is that designed as transitional housing? I don't know if there's a graduation process from Jeremiah program, or maybe they just get to a point where they can stand on their own 2 feet and then they move on. Is that kind of how that works?
Yeah, it's a place where you can be while you're finishing your degree, when you're getting on your 2 feet, and then it sort of, when you are ready, it opens up space for the next set of families who are on this journey.
I'm guessing once you get a degree, then the transition can come pretty quickly, right? Because it seems like maybe that is an initial barrier to getting on your own 2 feet is just the degree, because I can only imagine that hiring prospects really open up a lot once you have that education.
Yeah, I mean, it is by no means a silver bullet, right? We know that a degree is not enough, but it is certainly a necessary condition. So it opens up a whole host of new professional opportunities, and families still struggle with finding affordable housing beyond Jeremiah program. We want to work more closely with our moms to ensure that they are landing in stable careers that have long-term prospects. So, you know, while the degree is certainly a door opener, there is so much more support that not only Jeremiah program offers, but the community that they build is depending on, right? So we just launched a new alumni program where we have some of our graduate moms who have, you know, graduated anywhere from 10 to 3 years ago and are in different places in their lives, who are now coming back to mentor moms as they are graduating to help them understand, how do you navigate the job search process? Who do you network with to try something that you weren't doing before you started the program? So the degree definitely opens up doors, and there's still so much more to do.
How do you find the participants, the women and the children involved? Do you actively seek them? Do you find them? Do they find you? How do you get put together?
I mean, it's a mix of all of those things. So certainly we have great partnerships with agencies that work with moms in other capacities, whether it's housing agencies or others. So we get plenty of referrals. We also are starting to do more to make sure that, you know, we have a larger public presence. So a mom can find us on social media or look at our website and see that this is for her. And ultimately, word of mouth, right? When someone goes through this transformative experience, they say to their friend and their cousin and folks that they know, this was something that really helped me author my next chapter, and I think it could be really powerful for you as well. We are often trying to think of, like, what can we do to reach even more moms? Because we know right now the need is greater than ever. When you think of who is experiencing unemployment, you know, 60% of those filing for unemployment since the pandemic have been women. And we know a disproportionate number of those are single mothers. So we are constantly thinking about how might we reach more moms who are really facing the brunt of a lot of the challenges right now.
Well, you're doing great work. If Central Texas, anybody who can hear us, wants to help you continue the work and achieve the goals to end generational poverty, how can they help out? Are there volunteer opportunities? Can they make a financial contribution? What are some of the ways that the audience can help if they're inclined to do so?
I mean, yes to all of that for sure. I think part of it is really thinking about, how do we keep shining this light that you are on all of the systems and structures that sort of feed this ecosystem that allows generational poverty to persist? And really think about, who are we listening to when we're learning about poverty, and what stories can we be telling? But of course, sort of people who are ready to do and to donate and to open doors. The best way to find ways to engage with us is through our website, jeremiahprogram.org. But we are incredibly grateful for all of the support that we have received from the community in Austin in particular, but certainly over the course of our history.
And with the, say, last 30 seconds we've got, I'll give you the last word. What didn't we get to? What would you like to say to Central Texas?
I want to reiterate my gratitude, and just, a JP mom wants what every mom wants, which is a better life for her kids. And we are so excited for our moms. We think they're a force to be reckoned with. And we hope you get to meet them, because we think that they are going to be game changers for our community and for our society.
And if you would, give your web address one more time, please.
www.jeremiahprogram.org.
That's Archana Patel, Vice President of the Parent Programming at Jeremiah Program. Archana, I appreciate you joining us today here on Inside Austin.
Thank you so much for your time. It was really fun to talk to you.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night. Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama. Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.